Well, let me begin a story.
让我先来讲一个故事。
On September 1st, 1983,
在1983年的9月1号
a Korean airline flight KE-007 was shot down by Soviet fighter jets.
一架韩国的航空航班 KE-007 号被苏联的导弹射下来。
And on that fateful night, 240 passengers and crew were shot down like innocent sparrows in flight.
在那个灾难的那一晚上，有240名乘客和机组人员就像天空中的麻雀一样被射下来。
And the trigger man for the Soviet Union was Major Osipovic.
发射这个导弹的苏联的这个人呢，他的名字叫做 Major Osipovic.
And he was a pilot who wasn't originally scheduled to be in the air.
他其实在那一天呢并没有计划让他去当班的。
And instead, the major was originally scheduled to give a talk about peace at his daughter's school.
其实呢那一天呢他是计划要去他女儿的学校去给一个演讲是关于和平的。
And so he volunteered for night duty to free up enough time to just speak during school hours.
所以呢，为了让他白天可以去女儿的学校去演讲，有足够的时间，他就换了班，他就上夜班。
But this change in flight time positioned him to patrol the eastern skies.
所以呢，这个变化呢，就让他那一天晚上呢，就当班在天空当中巡逻。
And it was at that time when the Korean passenger jet crossed into the Soviet airspace.
就在那天晚上呢，这一架韩国的客机呢，它跨越了苏联的领空。
And in the end, Major followed orders and shot down the commercial airline.
The Major 他呢，最后呢就听遵从命令呢，就把这架航班呢就射下来了。
See how tragic that 240 lives were lost and world powers were nearly pushed to catastrophe.
这真是一件很悲惨的事情，因为240条生命就这样失去了，而且当时国际上的国家当中呢，差不多就进入一种灾难。
And it was all because a pilot set to teach children about peace fired military missiles at a civilian airplane.
这都是因为有一位飞行员，他本来是要去讲演讲和平的，但是呢，他射出了那一个导弹，打击了这个航班。
And here's the reason why I share this terrible story and tragic story with you.
我就要告诉你为什么我要跟你们讲这一个悲惨的事件。
Character can only be supported not merely by words but by action.
性格个性呢是表现在行动里，而不仅仅是口头上、语言上。
You may have heard this saying, "Actions speak louder than words."
你们也许听到过说，行动胜于空谈这样的话。
Or talk is cheap.
或者是说，虚谈是一钱不值。
Or practice what you preach.
或者是说，言传身教，以身作则。
And so today, I want to open up the Word and talk about having a consistent devotion to the Lord.
今天呢，我就想要打开神的话语来跟大家分享，始终如一、表里如一的来侍奉神、忠实于他。
And the underlying issue that Jesus here in Luke also addresses is hypocrisy.
在我们读的这段经文里面呢，耶稣其实是谈到假冒伪善这件事情。
One of the greatest harms in the Church of Jesus Christ in our day is the sin of hypocrisy.
在今天主耶稣的教会里面，一个很大的罪之一呢，就是假冒伪善。
You see, people call themselves Christians on a Sunday, but they act completely opposite of what they say and believe.
有基督徒呢，星期天呢自称为基督徒，但是在一周的其他时间当中呢，他们并没有这样，并没有做像一个基督徒那样。
There is a danger of having the appearance of godliness when you meet with Christians.
这是很危险的。当你跟基督徒在一起的时候，你就有一个敬虔的外貌。
While also living a life of ungodliness at home, at school, and at work.
但是呢，当你在家的时候，在学校，在工作上的时候呢，你就活一个完全不属神的一个生活。
It's like putting on a mask on a Sunday, but remove it right after you leave the church gathering.
就像你周日来到教会的时候呢，你戴上一个面具，当你离开教会的时候，你就把这个面具取下来。
You see, what goes on in our home and even in our own personal life matters to the Lord.
但是呢，神是很在乎我们的个人生活里面，在我们的家里面发生的事情是什么样子的。
A famous Hindu by the name of Gandhi once said this.
著名的印度人甘地呢是这样讲。
I like your Christ.
我喜欢你们的耶稣。
I do not like your Christians.
但是我不喜欢基督徒。
Your Christians are so unlike your Christ.
你们基督徒呢，一点都不像你们的基督。
What an indictment.
这跟真是一个谴责。
See, the problem in North America is not that there are not enough churches in Christianity.
你知道在北美的问题是什么吗？它并不是说没有足够的教会，或者是没有足够的基督教。
The problem is that there is a Christless Christianity.
的问题是，这里基督教呢，它是没有基督的基督教。
You see, some churches in history have done some harmful things in the name of Christ.
有一些教会呢，在基督的名义之下呢，对做了一些对人有害的事情。
And hypocrisy is one of the many sad reasons why people leave the church.
人们离开教会的许多原因当中呢，有一条就是教会的假冒伪善。
It's a sad witness to the world.
这个是一个很可悲的一个见证。
It tarnishes the name of Christ in the eyes of the world.
在世人的眼中，他玷污了主耶稣的名。
And sadly, hypocrites are often blind to their own hypocrisy.
但是呢，假冒伪善的人呢，他们自己并不知道他们在假冒伪善。
They may fail to have self-awareness of their own behavior.
他们对他们自己的行为呢，并没有意识。
But the Bible clearly teaches us that hypocrisy is sinful and wrong.
但是呢，圣经教导我们说，假冒伪善是罪，是有罪的，是错的。
Did you know that Jesus hates hypocrisy?
你知道吗？主耶稣恨恶假冒伪善。
He confronted the religious Jewish leaders for being hypocrites.
他当面斥责那个犹太教的领袖，因为他们假冒伪善。
In 1 John, the Apostle John teaches believers this important truth.
在约翰一书里面，使徒约翰呢教导了我们一个很重要的一个真理。
Obedience to God's commandments is a fruit or evidence that we are genuinely saved by grace through faith in Jesus.
遵守神的命令就是证明了我们真的透过对主耶稣的信心而得救了。
If we say we are Christians but don't obey God's word, then we are not walking in the light and we are not of the truth.
如果我们自称是基督徒，但是没有遵循神的话语，那么我们就不在光明中行，真理也不在我们心里了。
Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
主耶稣说，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
Now, as Christians, including myself, we're not always consistent.
作为基督徒，也包括我自己，我们并不是每时每刻都是一致的。
We sometimes fail to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
有时候呢，我们并没有做到行事为人对得起主。
But I pray and hope this message will send this shivering reminder.
但是呢，我希望今天的讲到的信息呢，向大家发出一个很严重的一个提醒。
See, we who confess Jesus as Lord and Savior are to be consistent in our devotion to Jesus.
我们这些已经承认主耶稣是我们的主，是我们的救主的人，应该始终如一的忠实于他。
Both in our words and even in our own actions.
在我们的言语上，也在我们的行动上。
And so here's a simple idea, main idea for this message for you to remember.
所以呢，今天呢讲到的一个中心的思想呢，就是始终如一，忠实于主。
Consistent.
应该是我们的最重要的事情。
Consistent devotion to our Lord must be our priority.
始终如一的忠实于他应该是我们的首要的事情。
Now I want us to look at Luke chapter 6.
当我们来看路加的第六章的时候
In verse 46, this is Jesus speaking about those who have words and convictions.
主耶稣呢在第46节里面呢是对那些 知道他的话语，并且是承认他的话语的人说的。
These people use words to confess what they believe.
他们这些人呢，在嘴巴上用他们的言语呢，表示出来他们是他们相信的。
They call Jesus Lord.
因为他们叫主耶稣主。
They say Jesus is the one who is in the position of authority over creation and over also over our lives.
他们承认主耶稣是那一位对一切被造的和他们生命是有着绝对的权柄的那一位主。
However, Jesus confronts these people with a hard question.
但是呢，主耶稣呢就提对他们提了一个很尖锐的问题。
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say or what I tell you?
主耶稣说，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
Any disciple who respects Jesus should do what he says.
任何跟随耶稣的人都应该遵他的话而行。
How can one call him Lord and not do what he says?
为什么一个人叫主耶稣主，但是呢不听他的话呢？
That is hypocrisy.
这就是假冒伪善。
It is not sufficient to give lip service to Christ's lordship.
光在嘴巴上面尊崇主是不够的。
The Christian life is not about just worshiping on a Sunday and living like an atheist throughout the rest of the week.
基督徒的生活并不是说主日的时候呢来教会里面敬拜他，但是在一周的其他时间呢并不这样做。
Jesus states that confessing him as Lord is meaningless unless it is accompanied by obedience to his commands.
主耶稣呢说，在嘴巴上，称他为主是没有意义的，除非同时也有遵守他命令的行动。
See what Jesus is saying is that these people.They're not truly believers, even though they say they are.
所以呢，主耶稣就是在说，这些人并不是真正的他的跟随者，虽然他们自己自称是。
They have deceived themselves.
他们其实自己欺骗了自己。
One cannot say they are truly born again Christians and not live in obedience to God's word.
没有人可以说他们已经是一个重生得救的基督徒，却不顺服神的命令。
In fact, that's foolishness.
这个就是自欺欺人。
And now, in verses 47 to 49, Jesus uses an illustration of a house.
在47到49节里面呢，主耶稣用房子建房子来说明。
He describes a man who hears Jesus' words and does them.
他描述了一个人听从了主耶稣的话，并且遵行。
And he describes a man who hears Jesus' words and does not do them.
他也描述了另外一个人听见了主耶稣的话，但是呢不去遵行。
And that those who hear the word and do them show that their behavior is consistent with their commitment to the lordship of Christ.
那些听见主的话又遵行的人呢，就表明他们的行为是跟他们的信仰是一致的。
And so in verse 48, Jesus describes these people as a house that has a strong foundation.
所以呢，在四十八节里面，耶稣描述的那些人就是他们建一个房子，他们的房子是建在稳固的根基上面的。
See, the foundation of a house sustains external pressure, such as a strong wind and a flood.
他们的那个根基呢，可以使他们承受得住外面的压力，比如说很强的风或者是洪水。
And such a home can stand up against the floods of life.
这样一个房子呢，可以承受得住生活里面的洪水。
When the surging waters beat against the house, it remains standing because it is well built.
当洪水来袭的时候呢，这个房子仍然站立得住，因为它建造得好。
This is a believer who has security because the foundation of his faith is grounded in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个就是说到那一些信耶稣的人，他们的信是建立在主耶稣身上，所以他们是得蒙保护的。
In contrast, however,
相反的,
those who hear the word and does not do them are inconsistent.
那些听见主耶稣的话但是不去行的人呢，他们就不是很始终如一。
In verse 49, the person who does not follow what Jesus says becomes a tragic figure.
所以呢，在四十九节里面呢，讲到不把房子建立在稳固根基上的人呢，就很悲惨。
And that home is built.Without a foundation.
他的房子呢，没有建立在根基上面。
You see, people should know better than not to build their home on a solid foundation.
人们应该知道说一个房子应该建造在一个稳固的根基上面。
However, for this one, when the problems of life rise and tensions flood, they sweep away the house away.
像这种房子，当生活里面的问题出现的时候呢，这个房子就会被冲走。
Now, such flood is not just a representation to the trials of life.
我们这里说的洪水，并不光光指生活当中的一些试炼。
It also represents the day of God's judgment.
也代表了最后主审判的那一天。
We all stand before him.
我们到那一天，我们都要站在他的宝座前。
And it will be clear whether or not your house is built on a solid foundation.
到那一天呢，就会很清楚我们的房子是不是建立在一个稳固的根基上面。
And only the faithful followers of Jesus who have lived in obedience to God's word will stand.
只有那些仅仅把他们的信仰建造在主耶稣这个根基上面的呢，那一天才站立得住。
However, those who have said, "Lord, Lord," but who have not sought to obey Him, will be ruined for eternity in the lake of fire.
到那一天呢，那些叫他主啊主啊，但是没有遵照他的话而行的人呢，将被毁灭。
Those who may have fooled everyone on earth will not fool God.
那些在这个地上愚弄了所有人的欺骗了所有人的那些人呢，他不能欺骗上帝。
God cannot be mocked.
因为上帝不会被愚弄的。
So you see, if you call Jesus as your Lord and Master, it is presumed that you would obey him.
所以呢，你如果称耶稣为主，那你就应当是遵行他的命令的。
By calling Jesus as Lord and not obey him is in of itselfA total contradictory statement.
称耶稣为主，但是不遵行他的命令，本身就是自相矛盾的。
Again, this is hypocrisy.
这就是假冒伪善。
Obedience to the Lord Jesus is not optional.
遵守主的命令并不是一个可选择、可遵行、可不遵行的事情。
Did you know that the Bible says that the demons believe in God?
你知不知道圣经也说，连魔鬼也是信上帝的？
The only difference is that they hate God and chose not to worship Him.
唯一的不同呢，就是他们恨恶上帝，他们选择不遵从他。
So the Christian life is not merely believing in Jesus as our Savior.
所以基督徒的生活并不是光光单单的只是认耶稣为他们的救主。
We are to obey Him as Lord.
我们也要尊他为我们的主。
You cannot have Jesus as Savior without having Him as your Lord and Master.
你不可能要耶稣为你的救做你的救主，但是不要他做你的主。
Now let me make some clarifications here.
在这里呢，我要澄清几点。
The Bible does not teach that we are saved by doing works.
圣经并不是教导我们说我们的救恩是因为我们做了什么而来的。
The Bible says we are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
圣经说我们的救恩呢是因本乎恩也因着信。
And only Jesus can rescue us from sin and from eternal destruction.
只有主耶稣可以把我们从罪从那个死亡永久的灭亡里面拯救出来。
We believe in what Jesus has done to save sinners by dying on the cross for their sins and being raised on the third day.
我们相信主耶稣因为要救我们这些罪人，他死在十字架上，并且第三天复活。
And that those who place their faith in Jesus.
那些把他们的信心放在主耶稣身上的。
And those who repent of their sins.
那些为他们的罪而悔改的。
Jesus' blood can cover their sins and their sins can be forgiven.
主耶稣的血就遮盖他们的罪，他们的罪就得赦免。
And that they're reconciled to a saving relationship with God.
他们就进入一个与主和好的一个关系里面。
And when we place our faith in Jesus, He sends us the Holy Spirit.
当我们把我们的信心放在主耶稣身上的时候呢，他就差圣灵给我们。
We were spiritually dead, but the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual life.
我们曾经是在灵里面死了的人，但是圣灵给了我们，使我们的灵复活。
And the Holy Spirit transforms our heart from the inside out.
圣灵把我们的心完全的翻转，完全的改变。
And we become a new creation.
我们成为新造的人。
And the Holy Spirit enables us and grants us the power to live a holy and godly life.
圣灵赐给我们能力，使我们能够活出一个圣洁敬虔的生活。
And so therefore, when it comes to obedience to God, it is not salvation by works.
所以当我们说到对神的顺服的时候，我们并不是说靠我们的自己的工作来得到救恩。
Obedience should be the result of your faith in Jesus for salvation.
顺服应该是我们在对神给我们的救恩有信心的，而结出来的一个果子。
You should naturally desire to love and obey Jesus wherever you are.
不管你在哪里，你应该很自然的愿意去想要去爱，去顺服主耶稣。
You see, we love because He first loved us.
我们爱，因为他先爱了我们。
And that is because genuine faith produces obedience, or yeah, produces obedience.
真正的信心呢，它会使我们生出忍，生出顺服来。
Although we will never be perfect,
虽然我们不会完美，
you should naturally and progressively grow in holiness.
你应该在圣洁上面越来越长进。
You should grow in your love for God.
你在对神的爱上应该越来越长进。
And you should love your neighbors even more.
你在爱人上面应该越来越长进。
And you should deepen your understanding of God's word.
你对神的话语的理解上面应该越来越加深。
And you should gladly apply God's word in your life.
你应该很乐意的来把圣经的教导实施在你的生活当中。
You see, if you have received a new nature through faith in Jesus, you should bear good fruit.
如果你因着得救已经得到了一个新的性情，那你应该会结出好的果子。
And you cannot help but to give all glory and worship to Jesus by doing His will and obeying Him.
你就自然而然地想借着行出他的旨意来顺服主耶稣，来把荣耀和敬拜献给他。
And that you no longer live for yourself, but that you desire to live for Him.
你不再为你自己而活，你想为他而活。
And so, application.
所以我们谈一下怎么运用。
How can I grow more consistently in my personal devotion to the Lord?
那我如何能够更加始终如一、表里如一的来忠实于主呢？
Now Jesus mentions three things here in Luke chapter 6, verse 47.
在第四十九节，主耶稣提到三件事情。
Let me read them.
我来读一下。
Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show him you what he is like.
凡到我这里来，听见我的话就去行的，我要告诉你们他像什么人。
See, first, you're to come to Jesus.
首先呢，你需要来到主耶稣面前。
This implies having a personal relationship with Him.
这就说到有一，你要建立一个和他的个人的一个联系，一个关系。
And that you must surrender your life and come to Him, go to Him.
你要降服在他的面前，来到他的面前。
And confess Him as your Lord and Savior.
来承认他是你的救主，是你的主。
And second, hear His words.
第二呢，就是要聆听他的话语。
This implies growing in your knowledge and understanding of his teaching as revealed in the Bible.
这就说到我们要对他的话语要有越来越深的理解。
If you're not hearing his word, how can you act on his word?
如果你没有听到他的话语，你怎么样行出他的话语来呢？
If you're not reading his word, then how can you discern his will for your life?
如果你没有阅读他的话语，你怎么知道他在你生命当中的旨意呢？
How can you live a life that is pleasing to the Lord?
你怎么样活出一个神所喜悦的生活来呢？
While biblical knowledge is important, knowing God's word is not all about filling your head knowledge.
虽然认识神的话语是很读神经读圣经的知识是很重要的，但是并不是说把圣经的知识只是填充到你的头脑里面而已。
You need to put your knowledge to the test.
你必须要把你学到的要运用出来。
So third, act on them.
所以最后呢，就是付诸行动。
This implies obedience.
就要来说的就是要顺服。
We're to obey Christ down to our very thoughts and motives and our attitudes.
我们要在我们的思想、动机、态度上面都要来顺服他。
We are not just to be hearers of the word.
我们不光是要做听道的人。
But be doers of the word.
我们也要做行道的人。
Now, as a pastor, let me address something where if you've been about being hurt by the church.
我作为一个牧者，让我说一下 关于有一些人在教会里面受伤害。
If you have been hurt by the church due to hypocrisy of a Christian or a church leader, I would encourage you not to walk away because of that.
我如果你曾经受过基督徒的伤害，或者是甚至是教会领袖的伤害，我要鼓励你不要因此就离开教会。
The hypocrisy in the church should not be a reason to stop being a part of the church.
教会里面所出现的假冒伪善不应该成为你停止聚会的理由。
Let me give you three reasons.
我给你三个理由。
First, we need to be careful not to generalize the church based on the actions of some bad actors.
首先呢，不要把教会里面某一些人不恰当的行为和教会本身混为一谈。
You see, the Lord knows who His people are, and He knows who the real hypocrites are.
神知道，主知道哪一些人是基督徒，好的基督徒，敬虔的基督徒，哪一些人是假冒伪善的。
Christians, including myself, we all stumble in the sin of hypocrisy, right?
很常见的基督徒，包括我自己，都因为教会里面的假冒伪善呢而绊倒。
But that does not necessarily mean that they're hypocrites if they are genuinely desiring to be consistent in their devotion to Jesus.
但是有一些人呢，他们是真正的想要活出来一个敬虔的生活，想要顺服主的。他们这些人并不能叫做假冒伪善。
And thankfully, there are believers who genuinely love the Lord and love people.
感谢神，我们有很多的基督徒呢，他们是真心的爱神爱人的。
And by God's grace, they strive to live out their faith authentically.
靠着神的恩典呢，他们在努力的要把他们的爱和活出来。
And so we should look to these faithful believers as examples.
所以呢，我们应该把这些人呢当作我们的榜样。
The presence of a few bad actors does not negate the genuine work of God in and through His church.
教会里面的偶尔有一些假冒伪善的人，并不能抵消神在我们的教会和通过我们的教会所正在做的工作。
And second, let us not forget that hypocrites sin against the Lord.
第二点呢，就是假冒伪善呢。其实是对神犯罪。
If you think about the Lord in the Bible,
如果你想一下这一位圣经的神，
He received unloving and unfair treatment from His unfaithful people.
他从他的不信实的子民那里得到的对待是没有爱的，没有公正的。
And yet, the Lord did not stop loving them.
但是呢，神并没有停止爱他们。
God could have abandoned His people who acted sinfully against Him.
神完全可以弃绝这些人，因为他们对他犯罪。
And they absolutely deserve it.
这些人也是活该的。
We deserve it.
我们是活该的。
But by His grace, He chose to win the ungodly by His love, patience, and faithfulness.
但是呢，因着他的恩典。神选择用爱、用忍耐、用信实来赢回我们这些不信实的人。
And third,
第三点，
people will fail you because they're sinners.
人可能会让你失望，因为他们本身就是罪人。
But our Lord will never fail you because He's sinless.
但是神永远不会让你失望，因为他是无罪的。
Follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and not men.
你要跟随主耶稣。
The best of men,
不要跟随人。
The best of men, no matter how spiritual, wise, or strong, are still just men.
就是那最好的人，虽然他是非常的属灵，非常的聪明，非常的强壮，但是他终究还是人。
They are imperfect and they are fallible.
他们不是完美的，他们会出错。
But Jesus remains true, faithful, and unchanging.
主耶稣呢，永远都是真实的，信实的。
Let Jesus be the foundation of your faith.
让主耶稣成为你信仰的根基。
And so, in conclusion, I encourage all of you to take this message to heart.
我在最后的时候呢，我鼓励大家把这个信息呢，好好的记住。
Consistent devotion to our Lord must be our priority.
始终如一，真实忠实于主，必须是我们的头等大事。
I want to close off with a quote from my pastor.
在最后呢，我想要跟大家分享一段话。
A pastor by the name of J.C. Ryle spoke about the value of the Bible.
有一位叫 J.C. Ryle 的一位牧师呢，他就谈到圣经的宝贵。
And that reading God's word is one of the most important things Christians can do to maintain a consistent walk with the Lord.
如果一个基督徒想要保持与主同行的话呢，其中最重要的一件事情就是要读神的话语。
He says this.
这位牧师是这样讲的。
Happy is that man who possesses a Bible. Happier still is he who reads it. Happiest of all is he who not only reads it, but obeys it and makes it the rule of his faith and practice.
这位牧师说，拥有圣经的人是有福的，愿意读经的人更有福。最有福气的人不单阅读圣经，遵守圣经的教训，也用圣经作为自己信仰和行为的准则。
And so, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
how then will you live after today?
那你从今往后该怎么样生活呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
O Lord Jesus Christ,
亲爱的主耶稣，
we thank you for your grace.
我们谢谢你的恩典。
We thank you that even though we sin against you,
我们谢谢你，你虽然知道我们向你犯罪，
You are always ready to forgive us.
但是你总是愿意来赦免我们。
When we approach the throne of grace.
当我们来到施恩的宝座前。
Lord, forgive us if we have not been consistent.
主啊，饶恕我们，如果我们并不是始终如一。
And I pray that you would cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness.
我求你来洁净我们。洁净我们那些不义。
And we thank you for the blood of Jesus.
我们感谢你的血。
Help us now as we go from here.
帮助我们，当我们离开这里。
Help us to be like this man who built his house on a solid foundation.
让我们在我们的生活里面像这个人，把他的房子建立在稳固的根基上面。
And ultimately, I ask that we would be a church that is built on Jesus Christ.
最后呢，我求你求我祷告，我们的教会建立在主耶稣坚固的根基上面。
And I pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.